Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first edition of our new show here on The Balance. This episode is your 15-minute wrap-up. And what Tom and I want to do with this is we want to give you guys a weekly wrap-up and just talk a little bit about what happened throughout the week, as well as just in general what's going on in around the world of sports. On The Balance, we do have several shows. You guys know that on Saturday mornings, we have the show called The Balance. It lasts for an hour. We're looking at bumping that up to 2 hours. So from 8 to 9 or 8 to 10, based on how things are going, please tune in, listen to us, and give us your inputs. You can reach us on Facebook under a fan page called The Balance. You could also email us at tbalance@ymail.com, as well as follow us on Twitter at tbalance. So there's a lot of ways for you to reach us. There's a lot of ways for you to follow us. And we want to bring you new shows and new ideas. We're hoping to get some people on board for The Balance this week. We plan on talking a little bit about fantasy football, and then we're definitely going to break out into a lot more. We also have on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock, we do have a show called Indiana Close Up or ICU. Join us on that as well. What that show does is we are in a state of very rich sports history. So with that, we want to make sure we cover our state and the things in it, and the local stories, your big stories. You know, we want to hear from you if you know that great story, if you're listening to us from Indiana, of that high school kid that or college kid that has overcome some tragedies and has just turned that around. So please, you know, follow us again on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock. We have The Balance. We are a sports talk show that is a wide, wide range of sports in there. We don't hit one subject. We try to cover them all during that 15-minute, or should say during that hour to two-hour block. And then again on Sunday afternoons, 3 o'clock, we have Indiana Close Up. And every day, the 15-minute wrap-up, to be honest with you, is going to vary. We're going to try to keep it as close to the same times every day as we can. Unfortunately, Tom and I aren't getting ESPN salaries yet. We will. We're getting this thing big. We're having a lot of listeners. We have listeners all over the world tuning in on Blog Talk Radio, as well as some other medias we use. So, you know, our listenership is growing, and we can see this going big. And hopefully one day we will be getting those ESPN salaries and be able to do this for a full-time living. But we'll see. We're both going to roll the punches and go with it. Until then, we're just two local guys that like talking sports and just enjoy doing that on a daily basis. There's been a lot of things going on here in Indiana. Recently, we had the IU coach, Bill Lynch, fired. Tom and I both have said that we kind of saw it coming. You know, he had 4 years here in Indiana. And unfortunately for him, the 4 years was not a very good tenure. They did win the old Bucket Bowl this year. For Indiana, that was huge, between Indiana and Purdue. That is a game we did talk about last week on Indiana Close Up extensively. And just as a recap, that basically has been going on since 1925 between these teams. So it's huge between the colleges. And both colleges needed it more this year for pride than record. Neither one is a challenge or even can challenge for the Big Ten championship. So I think it was more of a pride game for the seniors to be able to have their initial on that bucket. The winning team gets either the IU or the P on the end, the chain. There's a lot more Purdue letters on there than Indiana University over the years, but IU can say that they are the reigning champions of that game. So, hats off to IU. Unfortunately, again, within a day of that game being over, IU did fire Bill Lynch. Still no word on who is going to coach. Of course, right now, I could throw out names, but I'm not going to because everything would be a rumor mill. Listen to us on here every day. Definitely check us out on Twitter as well as Facebook. Anytime we get updates, we hear anything that we could possibly talk about or in breaking news, we will put on there. So as soon as they definitely narrow down coaches, it'll be on there and it'll definitely be something for you to listen to. So pay attention to that stuff and let us know how things are going.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance in Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Well, again, welcome back to our 15-minute wrap-up. My name is Kevin. Tom is not here today. Tom will be hosting it tomorrow. 15-minute wrap-ups, there are. It's a Friday morning, we'll be together, but not every episode will be a joint show. It could possibly be one or the other. And then, again, there will be times that it will be both of us co-hosting your 15-minute wrap-up. Kind of hit a little bit of the NFL. I don't know if anybody saw the boxing match go on in Tennessee between Tennessee and Houston. Both players fined $25,000. I agree with it. I think both players definitely instigated it. I don't think either one was any more innocent than the other. Tennessee has a knack for instigating and trying to see whose nerves they could get on and just what they could do to rattle the other team. Unfortunately, it worked. And the fines cost Johnson $25,000. The good thing is it also cost Tennessee $25,000 as well. It looks like, and I don't know about this fine. Harrison for the Steelers got fined another $25,000 for a hit on Fitzpatrick this week. Looking at some of the replays, it honestly looked like before Harrison, he actually got the hit on Fitzpatrick fully. The referee is already pulling out the yellow flag. I agree with the helmet to helmet. I agree with them really cracking down on things like that. But at the same time, I think they're too quick sometimes. And I think Harrison right now has got that label that he is purposely going out trying to hit people like that. And he's getting fined for some hits I don't think he should be fined for. So, Harrison definitely got to be careful. And unfortunately, he can't play the football like he likes to because now he's a target for the yellow flag. Some more fancily, if you have a running back Gore for 49ers, he is put on injured reserve. They're expecting him to be back by 2011, but for this year, he's not in. However, they do have Ryan Westbrook. Ex-Philadelphia Eagles, and those of you to listen to The Balance know my nickname on the show is the Redneck from Philly. So I love to see Westbrook doing as good as he is down there for the Niners coming in and filling in. Again, this is a show that we want you guys to listen to and just get a quick wrap-up of the week. So we don't want to cover one subject too long. We want to hit everything for you. You know, we do have some really good NBA games coming up. Definitely, if you like NBA, you like some drama, I'm telling you, Thursday night, you won't be at a better game when LeBron James goes back to Cleveland for the first time. I think they better have a lot of security at that game. LeBron James, the way he handled things, really shook up some Cleveland. Really, really got some fans upset. So I expect that to be a really, really good game. And it is going to be on TNT, so definitely watch that. Pacers, if you're here from Indiana, Pacers are doing real well. They won again last night, so watch for them. And I've got to stick with them. I'm a little partial. I am a chef for the Pacers, so I wish them well on the road, just as well as I do here, you know, at the home stadium. We do have, with NCAA, if anybody's been following Newton, Cam Newton out of Auburn, which is now ranked number one in the poll, NCAA rule has ruled him eligible to play. There was some possibilities with the drama going on with Diddy. Did he not take money? Did he talk to somebody? So forth. He might have been ineligible. NCAA has ruled him eligible, so Newton will play. And Auburn needs Newton if they want to stay at number one. Newton is an amazing player. So for Auburn, that's really good. For Oregon, it's not so good because Oregon got bumped to number two when Auburn went up to number one. So definitely watch that. For those of you who didn't hear the scores last night, Lakers did lose, even Kobe scoring 29. So they definitely have to figure out what's going on and change that up down in L.A. You can't win when only one player dominates your team, and if he doesn't do well, you lose. So, again, thank you for joining us today. Tom will be on here at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then we will both be on here at 8 o'clock Friday morning. Thanks again for joining the first episode of the 15-minute wrap-up, and we look forward to spending more time with you as we develop this show.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a bitch, didn't you?
That's all, folks.